welcome into the call the head coach of the Drexel Dragons, Zach Spiker. Good morning, Coach Spiker.
Good morning, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Before we talk about the week ahead with the tournament, you guys, a couple of setbacks last week, 70-64 at home to JMU on Thursday, and then 80-67 down at Charleston on Saturday. Just review the two games for me and how you feel like your team played.
Yeah, I can happily do that for you. You know, I thought the home game against James Madison was our senior night. We honored seven members of our program, including two of our managers. And, you know, you like to ride the wave of emotion in a positive way on senior night, but sometimes it always doesn't unfold that way. It can go either way. And I thought the guys that started that normally don't start had some good energy and helped us. But as the game wore on, we were just, on the bad end of a couple 50-50 plays and, didn't execute like we quite needed to down the stretch and give James Madison credit. I thought they did enough to win a game that was not played at a high pace, and they beat us. So the second game down in Charleston, we did a little recon for the rest of the league. We were the final regular season game in Charleston before the tournament, and we scouted out everything we need to have for the tournament. No, I'm joking, but Charleston had terrific personnel. Earl's done a great job. It's a good team. It was a great crowd. It was their senior day, and we were not able to spoil it like James Madison did for us. And that was our 2 days, our two games this week, and I think we learned from them, and I think we've had a good practice yesterday. We'll have better practices today and to prepare us for this new season.
What's been the message to your team as you head into the tournament? Obviously, the season hasn't gone as well as you've won, but do you see this as a fresh start, and is that the message to your guys?
Yeah, I think it's obvious to say the season hasn't gone as we've wanted to when you look at the numbers and our records. But when you take a deeper dive into it and you talk about a team that's 9-22 right now, but you've had five games decided by 9 points, and if those go the other way, you know, that's a dramatic difference in our record. And then you mix in the 5-point overtime loss to Northeastern in there. It wasn't inside those games. And you're talking about, a much different attitude and approach. So if we've done that for the bulk of games to be in them and to fight, we just haven't had the experience or whatever it may be to pull them out, then hopefully we can learn on that and lean on that. And if we have the opportunity to be in a tight game here in this new season that we all love and it's what the game of basketball is about, then hopefully we take advantage of it.
We're here with Drexel head coach Zach Spiker. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. We got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from John Tito with HoopsHD.com.
Hi, Coach. I know that you were an assistant to a lot of guys who have had success in March, like Steve and John and Greg, amongst others. I was wondering if any one of them gave you the best advice about what it takes to win a conference tourney.
You know, that's a great point, John. Coach Donnie was not the guy to lean on advice from a conference tourney standpoint because the Ivy League did not have a tournament. However, you know, you could argue that those 14 games were like it was like a tournament for the month of February alone. But, Coach Marshall, I think, had one of the better lines of those guys and their advice, and it was always, and I love it, and we've used it with our guys, and all you're hoping for, right, is to put together your best basketball in March with the chance to advance. That's what you want. And every team in our league, 1 through 10, has that opportunity. And whether you take advantage of it or not, or whether you have the right matchup to take advantage or not, that will the chips will fall where they do in the games coming up. But that's what we're all we want, and we're embracing that opportunity, and we've got it just as much as anybody heading into Charleston, especially with a neutral site tournament, unless, of course, you're playing Charleston.
Zach, you've got a bunch of young guys and with Kirk and Cowrie and some of the guys who haven't got a lot of experience, but you also have some veterans like Rodney that have been there before. How much do you rely on some of your older guys this week to talk to the young guys about what the tournament experience is like?
Well, I think our approach needs to be one where we've got a fresh attitude, whether you've been here for 4 years or you've been here for 6 months or if you're in between. We want to have the most positive and upbeat approach we can and know that the regular season and conference play didn't go like we wanted to. But regardless of that, just like we talked about Saturday night, hey, it's a brand new deal. brand new season, and we're playing a team that beat us and both times. We got a third crack at them. We're playing a team, if we were to win that, that's one of the favorites in the tournament, and their home floor, their home city, and it's happened before, and we're going to go with the attitude that we're going to do everything we can to prepare our guys and have them ready to play. And if it takes Rodney talking to the guys, or if it takes Rodney leading by example and showing what he needs to do, we're going to pull out all the stops to make sure that we represent Drexel University and the athletic department in this university as best we can on Friday night.
As you said, you guys have been extremely competitive. What do you feel like the keys to success for you guys to be able to win some games in this tournament? When you've played well, what have been some of the keys? What are some of the things that you've done well?
And I don't want to be horribly sound disrespectful about this, Rob, but this game is about makes and misses, right? And you got to be able to make some shots. And in the games where we've made shots and had guys do that, we've been successful. And the game where we've made the other team miss shots by defending well, we've been successful. And that's what it's going to come down to. Guys making plays. And everything you build up to this point is for those guys that are in those situations to have confidence and have a clear mind. They know what's going on around them, and they're able to execute and step up and make a play with confidence. But that's what every game is going to come down to. It doesn't matter whether you're watching the CAA or the ACC. Guys are going to have to make plays, and they got to do it with confidence.
You certainly have plenty of familiarity with JMU. Had you seen them last week? Specifically, what are some of the challenges that they present for your team?
Well, I think they're just a very physical team. You look at Lou and the roster that he has inherited. That's a very talented roster, and I know they've had their share of injuries, as have we. But they're a physical team, and they're a detailed execution team. They've done a good job with that, and we've got to be ready to compete. And they've played hard, and They got the best of us two times, and I'm sure they want to do it for three in a row this year.
All right, Zach, thanks for the time today and all year long, and look forward to seeing you in a few days in Charleston.
Okay. Thank you, Rob. Safe travels to everyone going to Charleston.
All right.